This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today was, as you know, day one of the big climate summit in Paris. Actually, the truth is the main event is happening out on the edge of town at a place called Le Bourget, which is, for the history-minded among you, where one Charles Lindbergh landed on that very first nonstop transatlantic flight. Lest you think somehow that I'm leading you down a rabbit hole here, bear with me, would you? The reference is fitting, because on the sidelines of the actual climate conference today, about 50 heads of state and billionaire entrepreneurs announced a big push for a clean energy breakthrough. Tens of billions of public and private dollars to push low-carbon technologies out of the lab and into the market. From the sustainability desk, that is where Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going.
The investments target an early stage in energy technologies, the stage where money runs out. Jessica Trancic is with the MIT Institute for Data Systems and Society.
They can get lost in what's called the Valley of Death, which is basically this valley between public sector investment and research and uptake by the private sector.
So to build a bridge across the valley, 20 governments on one side pledged to double energy investments. And on the other side, private investors with names like Gates and Branson put in their money. The challenge is, with clean energy, the valley is deep and wide, says Dan Riker at Stanford's Center for Energy Policy and Finance. He used to work at Google, where the new energy teams competed against smartphone app developers. And those teams
would often measure their time frames in months and millions of dollars. We'd measure ours in the energy context in decades and billions of dollars.
Renewable energy takes expensive build-outs like power plants. The investment returns are long, and the competition, that is fossil fuels, well, they're convenient and they're cheap. This is no garage project. Still, Ethan Zindler at Bloomberg New Energy Finance says things are changing. Many renewables are now cost competitive, and demand for them is global.
If you believe that the world of energy is changing and that it is no longer a question but an inevitability, then these are the kinds of technologies that inevitably you're going to want to be supportive of over the long term.
That's what brings a bunch of billionaires to Paris, a collective peak across the energy valley, and a piece of the action. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.